Hebrews 4:16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need." Jesus is the high priest who can stand tall at all times, unlike us. None of his disciples were perfect, with Peter denying Jesus 3 times. Then how can we be more than even his disciples or those pioneer followers of Jesus? If we are to judge the faith of others as appropriate or not, and as strong or not, that it is working in our favor, yielding prosperity or not, and that we only see happiness and no pain, then why are we not willing to bear pain and suffering like the disciples of Jesus or those Christian martyrs? We are not even able to stand pain and suffering to the level of Christian martyrs and disciples of Jesus. People are only merciless and wicked enough to tell us that one has to stop grumbling in pain and suffering. What matters most is what we grumble about. There is nothing wrong with lamentation, for even Jesus on the cross has asked his Father, "Lord, Lord, my Father, why have you forsaken me? I am not justifying myself but strengthening my sense and sensibility to not be gaslighted at this strong and weak in faith concept." The Lord desires a moment of earnest and fervent trust in him that has the power to spread the fruits of goodness in us on its own. This means that we are not in need of doing great things or greater things to showcase our trust in Jesus. What did the thief on the cross who was crucified on the right side of the Lord do? All he had was the trust that Jesus was the Son of God, and he believed his words would be true. Did he do anything in repentance but only to believe? All he had was penitence, which was fervent, and I remember that I corrected myself towards penitence, which is what I had been saying wrongly as repentance, where penitence is part of it in a manner. I agree with eternal life on earth as it is in heaven, but do we mean to say that achieving prosperity and settling peacefully in life will not lead us to problems later? Or is getting rich the gift of being a Christian? Now, then, who is being materialistic by counting faith in the prosperity achieved? Do they mean to say that their prosperity in terms of wealth, money, and assets is a demonstration of faith in God, and those who suffer are being less faithful? If that is the concept, then are wealth and prosperity a measure of faith? Are they living in heaven where there are only people of God or in a righteous world of perfectionism to say that there is no devil near them, that they don't suffer like us, and that those who suffer have not reached that abode that they are having because of being less faithful? Well, this is how they speak. And do they mean to say that by chanting Hallelujah, they could achieve this abode? Then, how many times are they chanting this word? How many times has God asked them to chant to showcase that they are more faithful? Or is God counting us to chant that the one on the top leaderboard will have the most for being the most faithful? Then, Elon Musk must have chanted the most number of times. It's that easy then to say, who is being more faithful to the Lord? Are they also saying that they are very perfect in their faith, that communicating with someone without dialing their numbers and gossiping about them and bowing down to such wicked, brutal, inhumane use of technology is righteousness? Are we not living a life compromised with the devil by taking a shortcut to reach the prosperity that we are thinking is the best and keeping us sailing the boat on the calm sea rather than the turbulence that will happen otherwise for not taking this shortcut that is against the Lord? I am not picking at anyone, but it is a matter of harming others before making us perfect. When we are willing to harm others and are harming others to keep our boat sailing on the calm sea, we are talking and judging about the faith of others who are traveling through turbulence for refusing to sail through the calm sea because it is against the will of God. One message that I liked the most in the recent past is the verse, "Love of the Lord does not cause hurt." There is no hurt or pain in the love of the Lord if we know and are able to understand that the pain is caused by the devil and forbear that pain by keeping on loving the Lord, whose love is not causing the pain. But many times we are obeying the devil, unable to bear the pain and willing to let others be harmed if we have to sail on the calm sea.